Listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 7th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
And another fine day we have upon us.
Another fine day.
Random facts for you today.
Okay.
This is Thursday. The latest 3D modeling shows the Milky Way galaxy is twisted at the edges.
Twisted.
And shaped like a Pringle. How delicious does that sound? First off, Milky Way, delicious. Second off, Pringle, delicious.
You put them together.
I know, I'm loving this.
And you've got a bunch of yumminess right there. You got a chocolate-covered Pringle.
They've done that. They've done that.
Dang it.
The oldest socks ever discovered are from between 300 and 500 A.D., and they were designed to be worn with sandals, and apparently they're twins. They're together. They didn't lose one of them, which is very weird, because I could believe it if they only found one sock.
Right.
Because you can never lose the one sock.
So they can keep two socks together for over 300
What is it?
B.C. or whatever.
Yeah, 500 A.D.
And I can't keep them together in one wash load.
Well, that would be, what, 1,500 years ago. Yeah.
Now, see, you know what the sad thing about this is that a lot of women are going to really, really hate? Is that now men can say, see, I can wear sandals with socks. Or socks with sandals.
No, you can't. Snapple's apple juice.
We've evolved.
Doesn't have any apple in it. They use pears to simulate the taste of apple. Snapple apple juice. I did not know this.
Why not just use apple?
I know, right? And it's illegal to intentionally splash water in another player's face during water polo. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Okay. I mean, I can believe.
That would be rude. Okay, so there you go. Some fun facts for today. It is time for the Who Cares News. I'm sure you're going to enlighten us with more of your enlightenment. See, I've got articulation problems. What's going on today?
A crap story.
Aren't they all crap?
No, this is extra
crap. Come on
now,
they're all crap.
For me, this is an extra crap story.
Okay, all right, okay.
But I'm gonna tell it, because it's a who cares. I don't give a crap.
Yep.
A huge crowd was on hand this weekend at the zoo once owned by Joe Exotic.
Oh, geez.
It's now called Tiger King Park, and
it's
finally cashing in on Joe's Netflix notoriety and recent injection of fame.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I just vomited in my mouth a little. There was a long line to get inside the zoo in Wynwood, Oklahoma, after having been shuttered by coronavirus restrictions. Folks who were there tell us people and families came from all over the country to see what the hype was about.
And you knew that was going to happen.
There was at least 200 new visitors.
Oh my God.
Now, once inside the zoo, most folks seem to cast social distancing rules to the wayside. Shocker. Face coverings were few and far between, and people crammed together to see the lions and tigers.
Just
no
like going to Costco
these
days. Yeah, so what social distancing? I know.
Shoulder to shoulder conditions for the tiger cub petting.
Wow, shoulder to shoulder. We don't do that anymore.
Well, you might as well just hug everybody and
rub your nose all over everybody. Come on.
Now, while Joe's no doubt the reason the zoo is buzzing again.
Yeah, but Joe ain't there. Spoiler alert.
No, he's not. The long lines and crowds line the pockets of the new owner and Joe's former business partner, Jeff Lowe. Jeff and his legally wedded wife, Lauren.
Legally wedded.
They greeted people as they walked around, glad handing them. Fans also got a chance to meet a legend hitman, Alan Glover.
Well,
the star witness
hitman.
At Joe's
trial. Did you say alleged? Because, you know, we can't,
I did say alleged.
Say. Joe did allegedly give him $3,000 to kill Carol Baskin. Spoiler alert, if you've been following this. But, man, so Alan was there. Wow.
Yeah.
He's got no other ties to this thing except to be the alleged hitman.
Isn't that enough?
I'm sure the zookeeper.
Come on. I mean, all you have to do is say, I worked with Joe Exotic.
It's crazy. And he's not getting any dime for this. I've heard, Mark, you've asked this question and everything else. Does he get any money for this? Oh, hell no. He doesn't own the zoo anymore. Uh-huh. He sold it to Jeff Lowe. So right. Jeff and his legally wedded wife, because, you know, uh-huh. they like to fool around and they're really open about it, they're getting all the money.
Yeah.
They're getting all the money. Maybe they're giving some to Eric, the zookeeper. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe Eric can get some new teeth. You know?
Why?
Well, you know, yeah, why? Well, if you have false teeth, you know, you can keep those and do the meth.
You know, that's true.
You know?
Think about it.
It's just meth only affects the real teeth. No. Eric said, oh, no, I just have bad dental hygiene, I think is what he said. He said he never did touch teeth.
Now, coming from a mother, really? And I always took good care of my teeth, but yeah. coming from it genetically, seriously, yeah. I got the crap. The crap roll in the dice.
Maybe he didn't. I don't know. But
and I've never done the math.
Suspicious that everybody there that worked with Joe, with the exception of Joe, had bad teeth
or no teeth.
And that some of them bad did teeth. Admit
yeah, bad
to doing
teeth
the math,
insinuates so. That there are teeth.
So how long until the Oklahoma State whatever comes up and closes them down again because of the new cases that'll be arising.
Poor Tigers.
Poor Tigers.
Those poor Tigers.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
Hate it.
We'll move on.
Kevin Spacey's back in a New York YouTube video where he compares his hashtag MeToo shunning to the coronavirus pandemic.
Wait. So he's comparing...
He's comparing
actions,
his hashtag
his alleged,
MeToo shunning.
His alleged actions.
He's
being,
comparing it to the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah,
he says, my world completely changed in the fall of 2017.
Really?
My job, many of his relationships.
Well, yeah.
That's funny. My standing in my own industry, we're all gone in just a matter of hours.
Yeah, well, you know what, Kevin?
Karma is a bitch, buddy.
What goes around
comes around and slaps you on the butt.
It sure does.
Yeah, this is the alleged Who Cares News today. So, and get this, he empathizes with the rest of us by saying,
of course he does.
I feel I can relate to what it feels like to have your world suddenly stop.
Oh,
I do have empathy for what it feels like to suddenly be told that you can't go back to work or that you might lose your job, and it's a situation you have absolutely no control over.
Oh, like he had no control over it. You know, he had, hello, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, you might have thought twice before you started treating people like crap.
Yeah, there was the control factor.
And this is going to suck even more than that. Uh-huh. I got nothing for Halle Berry today. Not a thing. I can't even.
Well, you know what?
I'll give you this. Set of news stories, such as they are.
But well, I'll commend you, John Van Camp.
Okay.
Instead of just pulling it out of your ass for Halle Berry.
Well, that didn't sound very polite.
You actually said that you don't got nothing.
I got nothing.
So instead of just throwing some crap out there on the table, you've decided to refrain.
All right, we're out of here. Let's just moving along today.
Let's move you home.
Let's have happy hour. Let's articulate so we say words right. Back tomorrow morning with more frivolity. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.